Okay, the boys said today's daf is daf kuf ayin vov, the very final daf in Masechtas Bava Basra. And we're holding at the top of the Omid on the fourth, fifth line, where the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah that we had yesterday. What did it say in the Mishnah? Hoytzilov ksav yoda ishu chayevloi. Goiv minachosim b'nei choyrin. Although the Gemara brings the v'chuli, usually v'chuli means that the Gemara is going to focus on the v'chuli, but that's not the case here, and so therefore the v'chuli l'chayra should be omitted. But regardless, what does it say in the Mishnah? Your normal shtar, as you know, is a shtar which is written by a sofer, and the sofer writes that Reuven owes Shimon $100, and he has to pay him on this and this date. And if he doesn't forget, he puts in that there's a chrayis, that it's a money-back guarantee, and that therefore there will be a lien on all of that person's nechasim, so on and so forth, and then the document is signed by two edim. If you have a kiyum, then you go to Bezin for a kiyum. Here we're talking about hoitzil of ksaviyodai. Ksaviyodai means Reuven, who owes the money to Shimon, he himself wrote out the shtar in his own handwriting. And therefore, it was basically, Rishbam says, like a shtar hidor. This is really a milva alpeh. We have no edim signing the shtar. The only reason why we're doing this is so that nobody's memories should forgive and forget what's going on vis-a-vis this loan. Otherwise, we trust each other, sure, but it's always good to write it down so we don't forget. So that's what the person did. He wrote it down. Says in the Mishnah, since there were no edim, and this was not really intended to be your classic standard shtar choiv, you're not goive from mishubadim, you're only goive from b'nei choir. Okay, very straightforward. Boi m'nei rabba barnosim mirab yoichanan. What happens if chuchzik savi yodei bebezdin? My. What happens if sometime subsequent to the signing of this personal IOU, then there was some question as to its veracity? For instance, perhaps the person who wrote the IOU passed away, and now we want to make sure that this is a bona fide shtar. It's an unusual situation, this type of IOU. So, the other side, the Malva says, let's take it into Bezin and let's check out the chasimis. There's no chasimois, there's a chasima, because it's signed by the original loiva. We take it into Bezin, the Bezin says, yo, we know this signature, we have other copies of this signature, yeah, it looks exactly like the loiva signature, and therefore they put on their henpeik, they put on their notarization and authentication of the chasima, which is good. My, does this make for an automatic upgrade, that this milva is no longer a milva balpe slash ksav yodoy? Is it now upgraded to a milva bishtar where it is goive minachosim mishubatim? That's the Gemara Shaila. Do we say that the henpik is, if you will, the legal equivalent of having Adam signing on the shtar, where there everybody realizes, everybody knows that you can be goive from the chosim mishubatim? Does the henpik of Bezin effect the same thing? Same result.
Yeah, gives like a call all of a sudden?
Well, the Rishbam doesn't talk about a call. He just simply says, since you find that when two Edom sign on it, it now becomes automatically upgraded from B'nei Choyrin to Mishubadim, if you have a Bezin signing on it, you have to have Bezin. It's not just two Edom. Maybe that even is a, it takes it not to business class, maybe it takes it to first class. And you should be able to be Goyva from Mishubadim. Every the Gemara Omalei Avu Bishochsel Ksav Yod Bebezdin Eina Goyve El Menachosim Bnei Chayin. The fact that you are take a handpick, you get the Bezin to notarize and to certify and authenticate, that's wonderful, but it still remains at economy class. It still remains at Nechosim Bnei Chayin. It does not get upgraded to a lien on Nechosim Mishubat. Aha. So Frey Timur Masav Rem Barchava. I will quote for you a very famous Mishnah towards the end of Masechtas Gittin, which Gemara brings a number of times, and you'll see Lechoyra not like what Rabbi Yochanan just said. What did it say in the Mishnah? Shloishi Gittin Psulim, Yimnisis Avlad Kosher. There are three Gittin which are apostle, Midrabanan. And I told you they work. Midrabanan, the apostle, and because the apostle Midrabanan do not use these Gittin Lechatchila, however, Yimnisis, if this get were used to go and separate husband and wife, to divorce the wife, then b'di'evet it's kosher. How do I know d'yevet it's kosher? Because he says, then this is havlad kosher, meaning that if this lady were to remarry someone else and to have a child, if the get would be possible even in a Torah, then this child Chas V'Shalom would be a mamzer, because after all, we violated. She's married to Yankel. How can she go and live now with Beryl? However, since it's only b'diavad, since it's only midrabbanan, the rabbanan said lechatchila do not use this get. But b'diavad, if you use the get, the blood is kosher. It's okay. So now the question: what are the three cases? Case number one is kosher b'ksav yodoy ve'ein alav edim. Oh, that sounds familiar. Kosher b'ksav yodoy, John Hancock. He, the Baal himself, wrote out the full get, but he didn't bother having Edom signing on the get. However, Rajbam says there were Ede Mesira. Ah, so you're saying to yourself, so this apparently must go according to Reb Lozer. But it doesn't go according to Reb Lozer, because if you go down another five lines, you'll see there's a Bar Plukta, there's someone that argues with this Tanakama, and that is Reb Lozer. So this could not be Reb Lozer. But you just said now that the reason why Kosub Chsaviyod, the Enel of Edom, works is because of Enel Mesira. Isn't that, doesn't Reb Lozer have a monopoly on this Inyan of Enel Mesira? So Rishbam says that there's a machloikis between the Tanakama and Reb Lozer. The Tanakama holds that Enel Mesira karsi b'dievet. Lechatchila, you should go and have Ede Chasima. However, if you have Enel Mesira, that also works. But not lechatchila b'diavad. That's what Rishbam says. If you see Rishbam, psulim linosi boy, about a quarter down, third down the Amid, psulim linosi b'vein alav edim. That's our case. Kosbach saviyad v'ein alav edim. Ela shenim zelo b'fnei edim. The edim asira karasi lay b'diavad. This man the Amma holds the edim asira work not lechatchila but b'diavad. That's case number one. Case number two, a yesh olav edim v'ein bo yizman. There are edim, yeah, normal, regular get, signed and sealed, everything is fine, but they didn't put it in a zman. And you'll recall from Masech Tzidkin, you need a zman. And Barry will remind us what are the two reasons you need a zman.
So he can't use it to excuse his right, his niece, right.
That's number one, and number two, because of peyrois. What are the peyrois? Because when a husband and wife are married, he has the benefit. He has the benefit of the peyrois and nixim, but he only has that as long as they are married. If and when there's a date in the get, then we know the deadline or the time that he has
that date.
Oh, fine, or the drop the drop life date, the date when they're finally he's no longer allowed to go and have hanu'ah from those peyrois is when the get is given. When is the get given? Look at the date. So that's why it's very important to have a date. But this date is only required midrabanan, not min ha-toyra. So midrabanan, if you don't have a date, possible. But if she remarried and she had a vlad, then b'diavad, it's kosher. So yesh l'aveid v'ein bo zman. Or the third case is yesh l'aveid man, there is a zman in the get, so that's fine. V'ein bo yale eid acha, but there's only one eid as opposed to two eidim. No good l'chatchila, b'diavad, it's kosher. Why is one eid enough? There's a discussion in Masech Tzidkin. But Hari Elu Shloisha Gittin Psulim Vim Nisus Avlad Kosher. The Rishbam already reminds us whenever you see an Elu Hain or a Hari Elu that usually comes to tell us something, either to add a case or to exclude a case. So Rishbam, look it up in Masech Tzidkin. What does the Elu Hain come to say and what's the Hari Elu? Good. But what do I see for the Tanakhama? These three Gittin, the Chachila, no good, but the Ever the Ark. Reb Lozer Oimer, Afa Pisha Ein Olav Edim. Even though there are no Edom, if you gave it in front of Edom, in other words, Edom Mesira, it's kosher. How is Reb Lozer arguing with the Tanakhama? Didn't we say according to Tanakhama? Also, the first case was Kosem Chsav Yodai, the Ein Olav Edom. Why is it kosher? Said Rishbam, because Edom Mesira Karsi B'diyeven. Says Rishbam, but Reb Lozer, when he says Alpha Pisha Einel of Edom, Elisha Noslov Ne Edom is kosher, he's talking about Lechat Chila. He took the Rishbam, which is a line or two lower than where we are in the Gemara. It's kosher. Lechat Chila, the Sphere Le Edom is Sira Karzi. Oh, so in fact, there is a major machlokes between the Tanakhama and Reb Lozer vis a vis this case of the Ksav Yodoi, the Einel of Edom, but there are Edom is Sira. Tanakhama says, Lichatchila, don't use a get like that. But the Eved, if he used it, it works. Reb Lozer said, no, even Lichatchila, because there is no din of Edi Chasima min HaTorah. is only a dinner of Eidim Mesira, therefore this is kosher lechatchila.
In the case, in the Tana Kama's case, when Eidim Mesira Karti B'dieved, the Bar Plugta Belezer is Rabbi Meir, who says Eidi Chasima.
Correct.
So who, how could this be kosher if there's no Eidi Chasima? It's not Rabbi Lazar, it's not...
Very good. So if you look up the Gemara in Maseches Gittin, you'll see Rashi on that Mishnah says, Haitana, Loira Meirhi, Voloira Belazarhi. And in fact, it's not. It's a third Tana, which the Gemara doesn't identify. There is, however, Rashi brings over there, that in the Gemara at least entertains the possibility that it goes according to Rav Meir. Doesn't Rav Meir require Eide Chasima? That's only if you have it written by a third party, like by a scribe, by a cipher. If he himself writes it, the Gemara entertains the possibility that his writing is greater than the Chasimais. Because after all, the whole din...
If that's the gist of it, then there's nothing better than his own ksav yad.
Beautiful. So the whole card that you have to have Eidi Chasima is all from the Kosav law. The Gemara has a machloikis where the Kosav means the ksiva seget or it means the Chasima seget. So the Gemara entertains a possibility, according to the mayor, that the only reason why you need the Eidim is to go and show that this is really Emes V'yatzev Enochay. But if he writes it with his own handwriting, then Ein Lecha, it's even better than a 100 Eidim.
Increases Godol Mizar.
Yeah, so the Gemara entertains it possibly, maybe it goes according to Remei. But on the surface, you're right, it's not Remei, that's what Rashi says there in the Mishnah. And continuing on the Gemara, now for the reason why we brought this Mishnah in the first place, not because we wanted to learn a little bit about Hilchas Gittin, but because the Blosa continues, V'goyve! You can even use such a shtar to be goy menachos mishubad. Now, on the surface, Reb Lozer Lechayr is going out into left field because we're talking about a get isha, and a get isha is not a shtar choyv; it's not goy ve any money. So Lechayr, on the surface, it's a little bit difficult that he's even referring to goy menachos mishubad. Would Reb Lozer say, and also you can go and now he becomes the purchaser of the karka, or she becomes the purchaser of the karka because he gave her a get isha. It's a little bit of a disconnect. Rishbam, of course, is bothered by that. And Rishbam says, you see him halfway down, another line or two below where we are. The im shtar milvu. Oh, let's leave the parsha of get isha for a short moment. If we're not talking about a get isha, we're talking about a normal get choy, a shtar milvu. In such a case, if it was written, even though there ain't by Eidim, but Moser b'fnei Eidim, goyim menachos mishubadim, v'ach mefarish hoser mebyoichan alibid Rebbe Lozer, that afila b'shar shtoreis, goyim menachos mishubadim, v'eidim mesirum b'vatim. So what do I see from our Gemara? What's the kasha? The kasha is obvious, just finishing off that Rajvah. Al mahoitzi olav ksav yodei. We're not talking about that they're Eide Chasima. It was Ksav Yodai and they're Eide Mesira standing watching as this Get Choiv, this Shtar Milva, is being handed from Reuven to Shimon. Hamhoitzi Olav Ksav Yodai Shul Chayvai. Umasari Bifnei Eidim Goivim Mishabdi. Oh, you have Eidim, that's enough to be Goivim Mishabad. Now Rishbam at the Kolshkein, Huchsik Bebezin. Sigmar assumes in the Havamina the Madach just two regular Eidim are watching as this Ksav Yad is being handed from Reuven to Shimon. It was not a fantishmancy Ksav Yodai of the Ksav of a cipher. It's rather Reuven, a very simple IOU. I, Reuven, Ben, Yaakov, owe you, Shimon, $100. And then he signed it with his own signature, his own John Hancock, and it was in front of two Eidim. Says Reb Lozer, that's perfect. Goyim merchas mishabadim. It's as if there were two Eidim signed on this shtar.
The Eidim Mesira create the kolon, as it were.
Although Rishbam doesn't use that term, but one would l'chayra think so. Well, let's get back to your idea in a moment. So now, what's the kasha the Gemara? The kasha the Gemara is, we started off by Minei Rabba Bar Nosem Mir Rabbi Yochanan. What happens if you had a Ksav Yodai and subsequently it was taken to Bezin and Bezin put their henpik on it? Does that give an upgrade from Nechasim and Echayrim to Nechasim Mishubadim? And Rabbi Yochanan said, Aloi mitan Aleph, no, it doesn't work. Ein, Goyim, Nechasim and Echayrim. That was Rabbi Yochanan. Yet, we have now this Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, where Reb Lozer says at the end of the Mishnah that if you have that type of ksav yad, where there are no edim, only edim mesira, it's kosher v'goyvim echasim mishibadim.
But there are edim mesira, so it's a different case.
Okay, so please hold that question just for one moment. Note that Rishbam says here at this end of this Rishbam, again going over the last three full lines, al mahoitzi lav ksav yadoi, shu chayiv loy, umasar b'fnei edim goyim mishabdi, comma, semicolon, and now for the zinger, the koshkei nochzav bebezdin. Wouldn't you think that if it goes into bezdin, that would even be greater than the mesir b'fnei edim? Because the mesir b'fnei edim might be here in this room after the daf is over, where Reuven lends money to Shimon. Two people are standing by and they're nodding with their heads. Okay, very nice. Oh, great. He's a really generous fellow. By the way, Reuven, can you lend me a couple of dollars too? Anyway, so it was a private affair. And that we're saying is only goyvim b'bnei choyrim, even though he wrote it down on a piece of paper. Said Reb Lozer, no. If it was in front of two edim mesira, upgraded nechasim mishubadim. So now the Gemara assumes, says Rishbam, that madach, if it's here in this private shtibula, where you have two edim mesira watching, that's enough to go and upgrade it from nechasim nechoyrim, nechasim mishubadim. If we go down to the Rabbinical Council of America, and we go to their Bezdin, wouldn't you think that there's so much more fanfare and publicity and becoming more of a formality? Shouldn't that certainly rise it to the case of upgraded to Chosim Mishubadim? And that's the Gemara's Kasha. Now, l'choyer, the easy answer to the Kasha is, after all, there's a Machlokes, Tanakam and Reb Lozer. Tanakam apparently doesn't agree to Reb Lozer that it's goyim nechasim mishubadim, because if he agrees, then why does Reb Lozer have to tag that along? The Tanakam also holds goyim nechasim mishubadim. Zeitzchos the Tanakam holds that it's only goyim nechasim b'nei choyrin. So now the question is, what's the Gemara's kasha? Instead of asking a kasha from Reb Lozer, bring a raya to Reb Yochanan from the Tanakam. And that's why you'll note that back into that Rishbam again in the middle, he says, V'hochem yifarish hoslem, Reb Yochanan Alibed Reb Lozer. Apparently Reb Yochanan is on Reb Lozer's team. Uh-huh. What does Reb Lozer say? Even though you didn't have Eide Chasima, you had a Kosev Bichsav Yoda and you gave it in front of Eide Mesira. Says Reb Yochanan, you know what Reb Lozer says? That's what Reb Yochanan says. Here in our Gemara, we started off Boy Minei Rabba Bar Nosam Reb Yochanan. What's the din? Hukzav Yodai, and we brought him to Bezin, and Bezin gave their hand. What's the din? On the Chasim and Echoyin. Rabbi Yochanan, aren't you soicer yourself?
No, he's quoting Reb Lozer in one case, and now he's saying his own name in the
that,
other.
The Gemara could answer that, and as you know, Gemara often answers that, but the Gemara doesn't like to make machlokes. Usually, if a person like Rabbi Yochanan says, leave Reb Lozer, the Gemara's assumption is that he's going on the same train. Not only the same physical train, but the train of thought that they both agree in the Chosim Mishubat. If that's the case, why did Yechon say above in the Chosim Bnei Chayrin? Every day Gemara Shani Hosam the Mishas Ksiva Hu Dishibin Navshei, that it was from the very outset that he was Mishabit himself. What does the Gemara mean? So Rishbam explains that in the case of the Get, since this was written in front of two Edim, like we heard from Brother Shai a moment ago, so the intent all along from the very outset is that this get choiv, the shtar choiv, should be like your normal shtar choiv, that at the very beginning it is strong enough to impose and impress a lien on all of the mishubadim, on all of the persons nechasim, even those to be subsequently sold. Here on the outset, when the person wrote Hukzav Ksav Yodai, this was never intended to be a public document, registered and known to the public. This is just a private IOU. Rishbam calls it like a shtar hoidu'a, where he said, yeah, don't forget, I won't forget, you won't forget, we'll write it down. Like you took out a little notebook paper and you wrote down IOU and you handed it over. Not intended to be formed. That being the case, even though subsequently you got the bezin to go and put their handbrake on the bottom, it cannot go and change it mid-flight, so to speak, from the B'nei Choyrin to Mishubadim, and give it an upgrade. It only gives an upgrade if it was there at the time of the original Ksiva. That was the intent to be a normal Shtar Choyv. But since I hold like Reb Lozer, you don't need Eide Chasima. I did it with Eide Mesira, which is the same thing. Anytime you have Eidim on a Shtar, whether it's Eidim that are signed on it, according to Rebbeim. Or people standing there, according to Reb Elazar, now becomes a full-fledged regular Shtar Chayv, or regular Shtar Chayv, Chayv Merchas Mishubad. However, if this was intended to be just a private IOU, and that's the reason why he didn't even have Eidin Mesira standing at the time. He just gave a Shtar Ashtaraya. Have a receipt in your pocket, suggest we shouldn't forget. Used to it. Afterwards, even though you bring it to Bezdin, since ab initio, since from its infancy, the Shtar was never intended to be that public Shtar Choyv, that is going Mishupadim, even though you add the handpick subsequently, it does not get a subsequent upgrade.
From the onset, they were Eidim that saw the handing over.
That was
so it wasn't intended to be such a formal whatever. Why were there Eidim?
That's a very good question. So that's the difference between the Rabba Bar Nosson Shaila and the Blazer in the Mishnah. The case of Reb Elazar in the Mishnah is exactly like you said. Alpha Bish Ein Alav Eidim, Elishanosn Alav Bifnei Eidim. That was the intent, that it rise to the occasion, that it be a normal classic Shtar Chayv, not with signatures. But Reb Elazar says, you don't need the signatures. When it didn't, all you need is Eidim Asir. So that's what I did. So the Eidim Asir of Reb Elazar is the equivalent to the Eidim Chasim of Reb Meir and everybody else, and that's why it's going with Chasim Mishabad. But in the case that we started off with, there were no people present other than Reuven and Shimon. In fact, it might be that Reuven was in his own private study. Reuven had borrowed money from Shimon. Shimon says, Reuven, you know, when are you going to pay this? In a year from now. You're going to forget. I'm going to forget. Can you give me some small? Yeah, Mitchum, tomorrow, davening, I'll give you some more receipts. So that day, in his own private study, he takes out a small piece of paper, he writes on it, today's date, Yud Zayin Kislev, and he writes on it, Hinni, I, Reuven ben Yaakov, hereby promise to pay Shimon ben, also ben Yaakov, or whoever, $100 on next year on Hanukkah, signed by Reuven ben Yaakov. So it was never intended to be a public document. There were no Eidim present, either signing or Eidim Mesira. So what was the whole Shaila about? The whole Shaila is that 6 months later, or a year later, there was some doubt cast as to the authenticity of this small piece of paper and this John Hancock. Oh, go and take him to Bezdin. Bezdin looks over the document, not a very formal document, but we see that the signature is absolutely correct, no counterfeit, there's no fraud. They put their handpick on it. Now it's totally bona fide, and there's no question as to its veracity and its authenticity. The question is, did that handpick also give it an upgrade from a private ksav yad to this public document from which you can go and now even attach and foreclose on the Chosim Mishubadim? Says Agamara, no, because that was never the intent of the document from the Shas Ksivim. So getting back to your question, the very answer to your question is, in the case of Reb Elazar, there were Eidim standing there, so therefore was intended to be, quote, public, semi-public, and therefore, like Brother Shai, the coil will get out. Well, this Ksav Yada was only intended to be a private little Shtar Hoidah, so that the person would have a rye in his pocket in case anybody had any, people became forgetful and they don't remember, did he pay, didn't he pay, did he lend, blah, blah, blah. You have that little piece of paper, so even though with a handpick, it doesn't change its essential status from infancy. So let's take a look at the next Rishbah. Shani Hossam, about two-thirds, three-quarters down the Yomit, Shani Hossam, the Bishask, Sivahu, the Shibin Nafshe, Kishenichtev Hashtar, when the Shtar was written, in Reb Elazar's case, Nichtav Kidele Masri Bifnei Eidim. When it was written, we knew that two Eidim would be present. Shehu Eidim Mesira B'Mokim Eidi Chasima. Because after all, that's Reb Elazar. Reb Elazar holds Eidim Mesira. That's the legal equivalent to Eidi Chasima. Hilkach Kim Reb Elazar Eidim Mesira Karasi. That's how you go and are kores a get, or that's how you establish the authenticity and the genuineness of a shtar, is by Eidim Mesira. No, it's Kila Vechnu, but Toich HaShtar, so it's exactly the same thing. Avul Anu Mi Boyelon, we're not talking about a case of Eidim Mesira. We're talking about a Hoitzi Ksav Yari Be'alma, Sheshmoy Shel Loive Chosim Boy. The only chasim that we have is just the loiva signing it. The reason why I gave it to him is only as an acknowledgement, a receipt. Yes, I owe you the money. The whole reason for writing this piece of paper is that subsequently you shouldn't say, I don't remember, I'm not sure, I paid already. This way you have a shtickle document, not a document with a capital D, a capital document with a small d. This shtar, this piece of paper, is not even written with your classic, normal text that you would find in Ishtar, she'edim chasumim by that edim assigned on it, the acher zman, and now subsequently, 3 months later, 6 months later, hechzik bebezdin, they took him to Bezdin to go and get a stamp of approval that this is a bona fide signature of the loyver. Ukishuveyu, when he originally lent it, kimival pehavia, even though there was a shtickle piece of paper, it was like a normal mival peh. Even though the Bezdin now puts its kiyum on it with its handshake, that doesn't affect Lasoyseshtarishbayachraisnachosim. You cannot say, well, now the Bezdin signed on it, let's give it an automatic upgrade from a chrayis on the chosim b'nei choyrin to nechosim mishubadim. The whole intent of this shtar was to remain just a small little receipt and not to be a formal legal document. So even though subsequently you had the hempik of Bezdin, that's very nice, it's very good, but there is no automatic upgrade as a result. That's how Rishbam concludes the Teretz of the Gemara. But the Rishbam adds one more nekuda, and that is, remember we started off the Gemara saying that this Mishnah, Maseches Gittin, is talking about three different types of get. And then Rabbi Lozer said, and by the way, goyim nechosim mishubatim. And we're wondering, how can you have nechosim mishubatim? We're talking about a get. So what did Rishbam say? We're not talking about a get anymore. We're talking about... Very good. However, Rashi, back in Maseches Gittin, when he learns this Mishnah, respectfully disagrees. And therefore, for those of you, let's see if we have the Moisef Rashi over here. Moisef Rashi.
Yes.
Koyve Kuzvasa, see if you look. Yeah, okay, 1 second. You see what's in Moisef Rashi here on the right hand side. I don't know if you have it in yours. Okay. But you'll just listen then, and you'll believe us, okay?
Yeah, it's
a move al peh. Good. So, what Rishbam, it's about 10 lines before the end of the Moisef Rashi on the right hand side. What's Oktobel? Goyve Chos Mishubadim. She's using this get not only as a writ of divorce, but also as a demand piece of paper to receive her ksuba of Meya or Masai. Based on what? That not Meksubas, we learn Meseches Ksubas. Hoitzia get, if she took out a get, the Ein Imoy Ksuba, and she doesn't have the ksuba. Could be a place where they didn't write ksubais. Or it was a place where she lost her ksuba, she can't find it. Goyve ksuvasa, she can be goyve based on the get alone. Then, of course, she would have to go and give a shoiver to the husband, so she shouldn't collect again with a ksuva that she finds subsequently. Is this totally in the machloikas? Your koysin shoiver, ain't koysin shoiver. That's the Gemara Maseches Ksuvas. But the Gemara entertains the possibility, it's a Mishnah Maseches Ksuvas, that she doesn't have a ksuva, she can go and collect based on the get itself. So therefore, that would be a noob shot in Rebbe Lozer. Not a separate case for Shtar Choyv, but this get itself is being utilized as a ksuv. Then Lishnach Rina, now that you have the second pshat of Rashi, and that's like our Rishbam. Lishnach Rina, goyvim mechosim mishibonim, im shtar milvahu. If we were not talking about a get, we're talking about a shtar milvah, like our Rishbam, then goyvim mechosim mishibonim. But we're talking about get. Shtar Choyv nami kori get, can be my alma. The get choyv, shame by a chrayis. We had the very beginning of the Maseches Gittin. We had the whole get pashit, yeah. Very good. Anyway, why am I bringing this up now? Because notice it says, Shani Hossam, says the Gemara, the Mishas Ksivu the Shibin Nafshe. There was another Girsa, the Mishas Ksuva Hu the Shibin Nafshe. When the get was written, there was a concurrent Ksuva that was written. Or this get was Bimokim Ksuva. That's why you'll notice, going back to that Rishbam, we ended off 3 lines before the end. Right, 8 lines from the top. But they didn't really go in depth into this Gemara, because if they went in depth, see, we're talking about a get, we're not talking about a ksuba. But that's what Rashi says in Maseches Gittin, that this could have been a get, a ksuba substitute, that you're using a get for both purposes. So then the words ksuba would fit in nicely. Mit Gerät vernacht, die schönste und die beste. Kennt ihr wirklich?
Was ist der Maße?
Der Maße ist, mit dem Messiaen sein Hand, und das sagt, wo wir Wasser.
Nee.
Ich habe auch probiert, sind die Gäfste 12 Mal. Und
wir gehen doch.
Weiß ich, die sind nicht gewesen, 100%. Aber ich suche von Eulam, als der Beschimmer in den Stuhl, kämmer ich
mal.
Okay, ich habe nicht getan.
You suspected you were in the Holy Land.
Yeah. Ich meinte, es ist gewesen, in Tver, jetzt was, wegen der Bassein gewesen, Frati, wenn ich gehört habe.
Auf dem Flieger, aber hier, auf dem Donnerstag, nach dem Flieger, auf dem Flieger.
Hier, bei Ticken, auf dem Flieger. Ah, very nice. But you, I don't know if you understand, a flieger is, an airplane or a jet. So on the airplane, when we had over here, Ticken, we covered the Bassein, your time, Friday.
Yeah,
yeah, Ticken. Shimon brought an uplifting Ticken.
There wasn't a lot. Special...
A special ticket package.
For special,
no?
Kind of, we have to talk about Hanukkah Sukkaniyot.
Yeah, but I'm a Dutchman. I didn't know I should do it, but definitely come on, shoot.
Okay, no, see you. This is a klein heute. Let's show me next one. Anyway, he wants to talk to you about donuts for Hanukkah. Mit Reb. Zag is in from Shimon Shkoyer for coming.
Oh, my.
Go to Zag. I'm
not seeing
him. How about the Sach?
Amen.
He's only starting to Zan in this year.
Amen.
And we continue on to the next week's bar. Or if I yoitzel the achra chitim shtaris. Back in the Mishnah we had, what happens if you had a beautiful written shtar from top to bottom by a soifer, Reuven owes Shimon $100, and then you have the two edim signed, and then underneath those signatures, then it says, and I, Yankel Smith, I am an orev. Okay. Now what happens, it comes the maturity date, the malva goes to the loiva, loiva, do you have any money? No. Do you have any nechasim? No. Do you have anything? Gunish mit gunish. Okay, I'm going now to the orev. And I asked the Arev, do you have any money? No. Do you have any nechassim? No. But you had nechassim at the time of the original shtar. That's true. What happened to all those nechassim? I sold them all. Is there now a lien on nechassim mishubodim as a result of the fact that this Arev signed his name on this shtar? He wrote, Avani Arev. Says our Misha, since it's written, li'achachitim shtarois, you can only be goyven nechassim b'nei choyrin, and not for nechassim mishubodim.
Sorry, because since it was written what?
La'acha chitim shtaris. What does that mean? Chitim means the chasimois of the etim.
Right.
So normally you would anticipate that you'd have the date at the top, and then the text of the shah would be Reuven owes Shimon money, and then it would say underneath it, Ani Orev, I happen to be the guarantor.
Right.
And then you have the two etim signing underneath that.
Mm-hmm.
If that would be the case, L'choyra, just like vis-a-vis the malva and the loiva, the malva can go and collect even from the chasim mishubadim, so the chayim by an orev too, because that's his part and parcel of that shtar. Yes. However, what happens if he only added the words vani orev after the chasima? Now the question is that part of the piece of paper? Yeah, but it was only written apparently as an afterthought. And remember, we had in the Mishnah yesterday, Benana said, loy al emunose hilveyu, when the malva originally gave the halva to the loivet, by the fact that he didn't put the ani orev in the middle of the document, but they only added it after the chasima, it sounds like that the malva was willing to go ahead with the transaction even without an orev. At the last moment, he said to himself, you know what? This loivet, he's borrowing money. Who knows? Maybe he's not so creditworthy. What's going to happen? It's good to get an orev. So now they found an orev after the fact. They added a postscript, finally orev. What's the din? There's an Orev in the document, but it's after the Chasima. Said, our Mishnah says, Rabbi Yishmael, you can be Goyve from the Orev, but only from the Chasim B'nai Choyren, and not from Mishubot. Says our Gemara, Omer Rav, Koyidim Chitim Shtar is Goyve from the Chasim Mishubotim. Lach Chitim Shtar is Goyve from the Chasim B'nai Choyren. Rav makes the obvious diuk that our Mishnah only talks about after Chitim Shtar. Then it's B'nai Choyren. It's a Chmashma that if in fact the Ani Orev of Yankov, that appears prior to the chasimas, then it would be just like the loiva has impressed on all in his nechasim a lien, so that even when he sells it subsequently, there's a lien on the chasim mishubadim. So the same thing applies to an arif, and that's what Rav says. If it's before the chitim shtaris, mishubadim. After chitim shtaris, that's our mishnah, goyim nechasim and echayim. So far, that's very straightforward. But the difficulty is Zimnan Amar Rav. Sometimes Rav said, "Afilu koydem chitim shtaris ein goyve elam in a chasim and a choyden." Even before the chasimus, even though we start off Reuven O Shimon, blah blah blah, and then we said, and Yankel Smith says, "Vani orev, I agreed to be the orev," and now we have the chasimus. Sorry, boys, Rav sometimes said that even under those circumstances, it's only the Chosim and Echoyrin and not Mishabodim. Kasha the Rav is the Chastir, Rav on Rav.
For the inconsistency, why would you only collect from Nechosim and Echoyrin if it's in the text of the Shtar?
That's exactly
what I'm saying. But even
without the inconsistency,
why would that?
Very good. See, the Maaseh, the Gemara is going to answer your Kasha as well. The reason why the Gemara phrases it in this way is because this is more stark. Because there you can try to think of Svaris, why yes, why not.
Right.
But here you have a direct steer, Rav and Rav.
It builds suspense.
Oh, sorry?
It builds suspense.
It builds suspense. Okay, very good. So let's try to deal with that suspense. Zog to Yamara, Loikash and Ishri. Hadakosa Bey, Ployni Orev. Hadakosa Bey, Uployni Orev. It makes a difference if you have that extra Vav. Meaning that if you have the full text of the Shtar Reuven Shimon, blah blah blah, he's going to pay on this and this date, and then you say Ployni Orev, and then you sign with the Chasimus Eidim. The Chasimus Eidim only go on the text of the Shtar and not on the Arvus. However, it says Uployni Orev, then it's as if that Arvus is part and parcel of the initial text. It's all one large paragraph, so to speak. And therefore, the chesimas go on that as well. We're going to explain this a little bit more in another moment. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, makes a difference. Echad zeh v'yechad zeh, ein agoy ve'elim l'chosem b'nei choyrin, v'yav agav dekosem bei uploini arv, even though you put it in uploini. So then the chesimas are going on the arvis as well. Sorry, fellows, only b'nei choyrin. And of course, you have your question. Why is that? Masiv Rava. Freik to Rava yetz akasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan just said, now it makes a difference. Yop ployni, oop ployni. It's always been us, b'chosim and echayim. Freik to Rava. Eid machasum and al shi'ila sholoim beget. Possible. Chayshin shem al shi'ila sholoim chosmu. What is this all about? You have a get written. Assume that it's a regular get isha from a husband to a wife. It has every requirement and every chumah that you need. 12 lines, and it starts off with the shema isha, shema isha, and the miskaria, and the shema roi, and the shema roi, and it was written lishma. Everything was done perfectly. At the end of the shtar, it says that the husband was giving it to the wife, says, and please send my best regards to the kindlech, or to your mother, or to your brother, or to whatever. Shila Shalom ends off with fond regards to other family members. Not to her, but other the kids.
The mother-in-law is giving a shtar to her.
Whatever.
It's a deer.
Whatever you want.
I always loved her.
Anyway, go and give Shila Shalom to Yanko Ployni or Sprintz or whoever it happens to be. So now, right underneath that, the Edom are signed. So now the question is, what are the Edom signed to? So I would have thought they're signing to the entire shtar, you know, especially the get. I mean, that's why they're signing there. Maybe not. Maybe they're signing to the fact that I sent the regards. Maybe they're signing as to both. Oh, so what did we learn? Edom achsum al shila shalom get. In other words, at the end of the get, there was a shila shalom, and then they sign parcel. The get is possible. Why? Chashin and Shema Shila Shalom Chosmo. Maybe their signature was only on the fond regards and not on the rest of the get.
Well, what purpose does a signature have on bonifying the regards?
It's a station, I mean, the affection what? Between son in law and former
mother. Saying that it's a genuine.
Genuine affection.
It's I like not, your question.
Either that or the other way around. Maybe he was trying to give a shtech. And therefore, he said, let's put those words in. So it looks like a get, and it smells like a get, but it's going to be possible because the Edom will only be on that last piece. And my wife, who thinks that she's finally getting her freedom after 25 years.
Yes.
It could be. But when I thought, Miyamar Abavo, Lididim Afar Shalemi Neid Rabbi Yochanan, Abavo said, I went to Rabbi Yochanan Shir, and Rabbi Yochanan discussed this, and he said, She'ilu means from the word She'ila Shalom. She'ilu without a vav, then possible. Because then I assume that maybe the Edom only signed in the She'ila Shalom. V'She'ilu, in other words, not just regards, but and regards, you add the vav, then it's kosher. Oh, so this distinction of with the vav, without a vav, that's what Rav said before the Gab, the Orev. Orev, Ployni Orev, or Uployni Orev. And Rabbi Yochanan said, that makes no difference. Yeah, mit the vav, un vav, it's a goodish. What do you mean? Rabbi Avoh is saying that in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that there is a distinction with the Vav or without a Vav. That with the Vav, then the Chasimas go on everything. Without a Vav, only on the major part, the earlier part of the Get, or the earlier part of the Shtar Choyv. So how did Rabbi Yochanan argue with Rav? Ever the Gemara, you're right. Hachanami, in our case above, when we're talking about the Shtar Choyv, and we're saying that you can only be Goyve Menachosim B'nei Choyren, right, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said, Echazef, Echazef, only Chosim B'nei Choyren. Hachanami, the Chosim Ploini Arv, he didn't write, Ploini Arv, he just wrote, Ploini Arv. That being the case, the Chasimas don't necessarily go on everything. It only goes on the major part of the Shtar and not on the Ploini Arv part of the Shtar. So what is Rabbi Yochanan arguing with Rav? Rabbi Yochanan is saying word for word like Rav. Rav also said, if it says Ploini, B'nei Choyren, Ploini, then you don't get from the Chasim Mishabodim. So that's exactly what Rav says. Why is Rabbi Yochanan saying Echazah? No. Doesn't he agree with him? In fact, there is no machlekes. Rav and Rabbi Yochanan both agree on this halacha that Saif it says Ploini, Saif says Ploini. It only relates to the text of the Shtar and not to the Arbus in the Shtar. And therefore, says our Gemara, we no longer have a kasher Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Yochanan.
So I'll just step back for a second.
Sure.
So. The Arvus does not attach to Mishubadim.
The din of a
an Arev and a Shtar does not allow the Balchov to collect from Mishubadim.
From Mishubadim of the Arev.
Of the Arev.
He can collect from Mishubadim of the Loyva.
Of course, not of the Arev.
Exactly.
So why?
It depends if it says Mitavov, Anavov. If it just says Ploini Arev, then we say the Chasimis do not relate to the Arvus. And therefore, you cannot collect from the Chosim Mishubadim. If it says, Ploini Arev, both Rav and Rabbi Yochanan would say that the Chitim Shtaris now relates not only to the text of the Shtar, but also to the guarantee, the
and that
guarantee,
extends even to Mishubadim.
And even to Mishubadim of the
Arev.
And that's why we started off, Amar Rav, Koinim Chitim Shtaris, Goyimin Chosim Mishubadim. Rav said, no, in only Goyim Ben Choyren, because the first case is talking about Mitan Ploini Arev, and the second case is talking about Ploini Arev. So it says Ploini, then it gets upgraded to Nechasim Mishabodim as well, because the Chasimas are relating to everything, not just to the text, but also to the Arvus.
Chaynam
Rechon agrees to Rav. Exactly. So it's now unanimous. Baruch Hashem. Ava Ach V'Sholom V'Reyes. And now we go to the concluding part of the Mishnah. Will you remember that Benanis took a different approach entirely. And he said, if you have an Ani Orev after Chitim Shtareis, you cannot collect even from the Chosim and Echoyrin. Why? Shaloi al Emunosoi Hilveil. He didn't go and lend them the money because of the Arev. If he would have had the Arev there, and the Arev would have agreed to the Arvis before the conclusion, before the closing, then the Malvu would have said, put him in there in the middle of the Shtar. I mean, that's important to me. The Loive, who knows if he's going to have a nickel. But the Orev, a distinguished person, a big philanthropist, I want him to be in the middle. The fact that it was at the end means that everybody had agreed to the Halvo, and he already gave him the money, even before that person added his John Hancock of Ani Orev. And after that, Rabbi Shmuel said, wow, This Benanis is so smart. If you want to go and become a big Chochem Adina Mominis, go be Meshamesh Shimon Benanis. Shimon Benanis said, I have a raya to my Shita from a beautiful mushel. What's the mushel? It's not so beautiful, but it's a mushel. That is what happens if Reuven is demanding payment from Shimon. And Shimon says, Ainli, I have no money. And Reuven says, it's not true, you're lying to me. And he starts choking him in the middle of the street. Reuven wants that money back, and Shimon doesn't want to pay, and he's choking him. Yankel passes by, he sees that, and he says, Reuven, stop, you're not going to do that, you're hurting him, it's mikuch nefesh, what are you doing? But he owes me the money. I'll make good. Come to my office tomorrow morning, I'm going to pay you. Reuven says, okay, Shimon, don't do that again, and he leaves him go. Then Reuven comes the next morning to Yankel, he says, Yankel, no, remember you said yesterday you're going to go and pay up. Nah, I only did that to go and Meshatani Bach. I only did that to leave go of Shimon. I was afraid Shimon Chas was going to die. We had a situation: somebody in a subway station in a subway car, choking a guy. Never the guy died. But he was entitled. Yeah, and it's justified. I'm not going into the political and all that. But bottom line is, these things happen. So therefore, I am concerned what you're doing to Shimon. Chulila, what was? But loy al munase helvei. When you gave him the avo, you didn't even know that I existed. You didn't rely on me. You didn't rely on an arvis. So just like in the case of Chanika, is gunish. Same thing here. If he had a vani oriv at the end, also gunish. Not even a chosim nechayim. Question is, what would Rabbi Shmuel hold in the case of the Chanika? We know what Rabbi Shmuel holds in the case of vani oriv at the end, because Rabbi Shmuel says in the Mishnah, ma'asabal of the Rabbi Shmuel, where there was an orev yoitz le'achachitim shtoret. He says, goy ben chos b'nei choyrim. He said, chos b'nei choyrim, no problem. But what would he hold in this Chanukah case? Not Chanukah case, but a Chanukah case. What would he hold? Would he agree with the nanas or disagree? And zokti yatzimar. Ma'isabal of the Rabbi Shmuel, Omer Rabbi Bar Bukhana, Omer Rabbi Yoichanan, Afo Bisha Kiles Rabbi Shmuel is Ben Nanas. Even though Rabbi Shmuel praised Ben Nanas, it's, if you want to really learn, go and learn by Ben Nanas. Nevertheless, Allah Kamoisoi, Allah is like Rabbi Shmuel, that you go in a chosim and a choirin, and not like Ben Nanas, it says, you can't collect from anything from this artist. E boiluhu, Bukhanik Mali Yam Rabbi Shmuel. What did Rabbi Shmuel hold by the Chanuk case? Even the Chanukah case, he says, mister, if you told him that leave go of him and I'm going to pay you, you got to go and pay. Don't have a lien on the Chasim Mishubadim, but you have a lien on the Chasim Nechayin. You have to pay. You promised him, you got to go and pay. Great Timur. So how do we paskin in that case, the Chanukah case? Do we paskin like Rabbi Shmuel, or do we paskin like Ben Nanis? Halach Kamoise, and Halach Kamoise. Toshimad, the Chiyos, the Rabbi Yechon, and Cholik Rabbi Shmuel, Af b'chanuk, like we just said, and v'alochin k'moisei af b'chanuk, we paskin like him even by the chanuk case. Omri v'yira m'shmul, chanuk v'kanu miyodoi mishtabed. What happens if the person who is choking Shimon, Reuben was choking Shimon, Yanko comes by and says, I'm going to take care of it, I'm going to pay you off, let go of Shimon, and Reuben says to himself, what happens if I come to him tomorrow to his office and he's going to say, I hold like Ben Nanas, and Ben Nanas says, I don't have to go and pay, shalei almanase helveil. And even if it goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel says you can only get from Bnei Chorin. So you know what? I'm going to go and make a kinyan now. So you see that this Reuven, not only was he a good choker, but he also was a shikol talmud chacham, and therefore he says to Yankel, I'll go and free Shimon, but you have to make a kinyan. Here's my suder. Go and make a kinyan suder that you're going to go and pay tomorrow, or today, or whenever. Chonik v'yodai, chonik v'kanam v'yodai, then z'yom mishtabed. Then it works to solidify this arvus, and this arvus is, you can rely on.
Mishtabed is even mishtabedim.
The Rishpam doesn't address that, perhaps.
It sounds like it.
It could be, because mishtabed sounds like that, yeah. I agree with you. Abul Maisa. It doesn't say Befeish. So it says now the Gemara Mechlal, since Rav Yehuda Mishmul says, then the case of an Orev, where there's a Konami Yodai, is Mishtah Mechlal, the Orev Ba'al Maloi Boykin. It's much more a regular Orev that says, I do, I will also, I'm the backup guarantor. He doesn't need to make a Kinyan. It's only in this Konami Yodai you need a Kinyan, because it was a Chonuk situation, but a regular Orev Nish. Or believe Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that Orev, the bezin hudloy bekinyan, haba alma boy kinyan. Even a regular orev does require a kinyan. How do we paskin? We're going to hold you in suspense, and yes, Hashem, until we make the siyum in the forthcoming future.